One word that says Lakers? Winning. The Lakers, their legacy is about winning championships.
Gia, Gia, Gia.
The Lake Show doesn't stop. It just keeps rolling on. And with Dwight Howard and Steve Nash now rocking the purple and gold.
Just this opportunity playing from the Laker organization.
One of the greatest franchises in professional sports.
Means a lot to me.
This looks to be a very exciting season for the Los Angeles Lakers. Be a part of the click here on the Lakers Circle on UrbanNightsRadio.com. The Bay Area's only sports show dedicated to the LA Lakers. Now here's your host, Jordan Aquino.
Welcome everybody. It's Friday, December 7th. I'm your host, Jordan Aquino, and I want to thank you for tuning in to UrbanNightsRadio.com and listening to the Lakers Circle, the only spot in the Bay Area for your Lakers fix. Coming up in the Lake Show, figure out what the Lakers promised to Steve Nash to make him join the purple and gold. Also, the New York Knicks make it rain in Miami, while LeBron wears a hot new colorway of his shoe. But we begin today's opening tip with Mr. 30,000 himself, Kobe Jellybean Bryant.
Swing it over to Bryant on the right side. Blows by Aminu. Steps in the lane. Turns. Shoots and scores. And there it is.
After slicing through the Hornets defense and fading and laying it up in New Orleans, Kobe Bryant scored his 30,000th point of his NBA career. Only four other players in the entire history of the NBA have scored more points than Kobe. And that's Kareem, Karl Malone, Michael Jordan, and Wilt Chamberlain. So Kobe is with some elite company. It just proves that Bryant is one of the greatest basketball players to ever lace them up. And it's a testament to his hard work, will, and longevity. Kobe is playing his 17th season, spending nearly half of his lifetime playing pro basketball. He's already played over 1,100 games and 43,000 minutes of game time. Yet, this season, he leads the league with 28 points per game on a career-high shooting of 49%. At this rate, Kobe should pass up Wilt Chamberlain in no time, only needing 400 or so points to be fourth in the 30,000 club. Only VIPs are invited in this club.
Keep up with all the action on the hardwood with your host, Jordan Aquino, here on the Lakers Circle. You can find us at UrbanNightsRadio.com.
Get the bus ready, because we have 29 other teams to get through in so little time. We're going around the NBA.
On Tuesday, Zach Randolph was eating, and eating real good, with 38 points and 22 boards, lifting the Grizzlies to an overtime win against the Suns. On the same night, the Rockets bench helped overcome a 17-point deficit to stun our beloved Lakers. Oh man, that was a disappointing loss. And the Washington Wizards actually pull a trick up their sleeve and record only their second win of the season by beating the defending champion Miami Heat. Miami follows it up by being blown out at home by the New York Knicks without Carmelo Anthony in the lineup. The Knicks pretty much made the Heat's home floor their own personal shooting gallery, launching 44 threes and making 18 of them. I wonder if Jack Taylor would be impressed with the Knicks' shooting display, since he knows a thing or two about launching threes. 77 of them, all in one game to be exact. That's all we have around the NBA. Coming up is my winners and losers of the week.
Did you miss last night's game? Don't worry. Just tune in to the Lakers Circle on UrbanNightsRadio.com for highlights and analysis on the purple and gold.
Lakers offense to be run much more smoothly
and around the NBA.
Try to help his new fellow Heat try to repeat.
You're listening to the Lakers Circle on UrbanNightsRadio.com. Now it's time for Jordan Aquino's winners and losers of the week.
Big winners this week include, of course, Mr. Kobe Bryant for reaching the 30 racks plateau. He'll add a couple more thousand points when it's all said and done. Also, gotta give it up to the Knicks, who were on fire from distance against the Heat and are now first place in the Eastern Conference. Raymond Felton knocked down a total of 6 threes en route to his 27 points. And people said the Knicks made a big mistake for not re-signing Jeremy Lin. And big ups to the people of Phoenix, Arizona, who yesterday was treated to Money Back Guarantee Night, in which the fans would receive a full refund if they weren't satisfied with the game. So if you were in attendance and didn't like how OJ Mayo and the Mavs beat out your Suns, then you have the opportunity to get your money back. Happy holidays, everybody. Big losers include the Miami Heat, who lost to the horrible Wizards, then got spanked at home in their next game. And I hate to do this to them, but I also gotta mention the Lakers for giving up double-digit leads in the fourth quarter in back-to-back games, losing to Orlando and Houston. And finally, I have no clue what New Orleans is thinking and planning to change their team name to the Pelicans. Now, that team is going to have an ugly name to match their ugly unibrow. Now coming up, we'll talk about a brand new colorway of the LeBron 10 shoe that is straight fire. But first, let's move on to what's the word around town.
You're listening to the Bay Area's only sports show, dedicated to the Lakers, on UrbanNightsRadio.com.
History in the making as we welcome you to the arena in New Orleans. Kobe going to the cup for 30,000. He's got it. Kobe Bryant.
In case you didn't know, Kobe Bryant has now scored over 30,000 points in his career, joining only Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, Michael Jordan, and Wilt Chamberlain as the only ones to do so in NBA history. Here's what Kobe thinks about his wonderful achievement.
It's been a lot of hard work, just a lot of year in and year out, just continue to push, and it's pretty awesome.
Even Shaquille O'Neal, former teammate and arch nemesis of Bryant, gave props to Kobe through Twitter, saying, "Congrats to the great Kobe Bean Bryant for dropping 30,004 points over his career and still counting." Kareem, number one on the list of 30,000 point scorers, had this to say about his fellow Laker.
"Kobe is the ultimate opportunist, and he has such incredible range. That's one thing that's been a hallmark of his career. He can make baskets in bunches from anywhere on the court."
If Kobe wants to pass up Kareem for top honors, Bryant would have to score over 8,000 more points. So that's the word around town. Up ahead is chatter revolving around Steve Nash and what the LA Lakers promise him to entice him to join the team. But first, let's get into some basketball kicks.
Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Never seen a pair of kicks like mine.
Miami may have gotten spanked on Thursday night, but nothing was messing with LeBron James's shoes because he brought the heat with his new colorway of the Nike LeBron 10s. The LeBron 10s have a diamond and jewel inspiration and design theme, so this new colorway is called Lava, which refers to how volcanic magma cools under great pressure to form diamonds. The bottom sole and 360-degree Air Max unit are in a bright orange, like the glow of hot molten lava. The upper of the shoe is in this gray charcoal color, and the midsole and the hyperfuse sections of the upper is in black. The dynamic flywire and the splatter swoosh have hints of that lava orange, while the laces are in black and gray. Overall, the colorway makes for a very hot shoe and should be a great addition to the Nike LeBron 10s. There's no Nike Plus technology in the shoe, so the Lavas will retail for $180. And that's all we have for the kicks today.
Bet you never seen a pair of kicks like mine.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way the dribble up and down the court.
If basketball is your favorite sport, then you won't be disappointed with the Lakers Circle. On UrbanNightsRadio.com. Now for your host, Jordan Aquino.
It's crunch time now, where we go through the last topics of the show. So let's begin with the Lakers' upcoming game later on tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Lakers will be playing their third straight road game after blowing a 17-point lead in a loss against the Houston Rockets, and then beating the New Orleans Hornets, by double digits. If the Lakers want to be back to a 500 record, they have to go through the explosive team of the OKC Thunder, who have the top record in the league. The Thunder remain one of the NBA's elite teams despite trading away James Harden. Meanwhile, the Lakers are struggling with inconsistencies despite the changes they have made to their roster. Both Steve Nash and Pau Gasol are injured and will miss tonight's matchup. For me personally, I would suggest trading away Pau Gasol to try to get more depth, athleticism, and defensive guys Because one, Lakers team defense is horrible right now. And two, Paul Gasol doesn't fit into Coach D'Antoni's offensive system. General Manager Mitch Kupchak has already expressed that he'll explore any trade possibilities for Powell. Unfortunately, trading Paul Gasol might rub Steve Nash the wrong way, because sources say, in order to entice Nash in joining the Lakers during the offseason, the Lakers promised him that they would not trade away Paul Gasol. But mind you, that promise was made before the Lakers traded for Dwight Howard, so who knows if Nash thinks the same thing now. But I feel like if the Lakers really want to improve on their poor defense and improve their depth, they should trade Paul Gasol sooner rather than later, so that they can get the best deal possible. I know it's still early in the season, but the Lakers are really struggling at the moment, and it could get worse, so why not try to get better now? But that's all we have for today's show. I'm your host, Jordan Aquino, and thank you for listening to the Lakers Circle on UrbanNightsRadio.com, the Bay Area's only sports show dedicated to the purple and gold.